Orlando, Florida, checking in.
What's your name?
Go about.
It's hard.
Oh, yeah. And appreciate it.
The way you switched up. Nigga, I wanted you to keep going. You want,
yeah,
just say now and come back with it. Point Beach, DDG Low.
Yeah.
Hey, when I say from beginning to end,
you been
a lot of shit to pop.
Yeah, bro.
It told the Popeye wasn't supposed to match because you did what you came to do. You ain't just said the business. You stood on it.
Sure.
You stood on it. Don't let up, man. Like, put it in them folks' face. Put you in them folks.
And through it, man.
Feel you.
I'm like, through it. It's a triple ball. It's the real thing. A lot of niggas make
kill like a polish. That OG flow, though, like, and you talking about something, though, like a lot of people,
put them lights on first, though. Can y'all hear me? Okay. Let me get this out the way. I'm gonna add his email when we get. How you doing? When we finish.
Hey, what is Birkin at?
Huh?
Talking to the dog. Sorry.
Your phone. You don't have nothing else?
How you doing today?
Like, can you landscape the phone? Like, turn it sideways?
Hold on.
I don't know. I ain't gonna like the way that look.
I'm trying to change it now. Where's my damn? I'll make it go sideways.
I think that part is in the settings, like rotation or something like that.
Yeah, that's it's usually right here. And I'm not seeing my shit for some stupid reason.
All right, let me get to your. Should have put this. Now, what we going? All right.
That's not it. Let me see if that worked. I want to see what's up.
Where are you located? Now, I just had the bio.
Oh, yeah, no. That's
but you
right.
know
Yeah,
what? The bio didn't really tell me nothing. That's why I ain't worried about it. It didn't really tell me nothing. We going to go on. Let me see you still. It's still. Wait. Go. If you do it like that, the phone straight up. You do it like that. I like that look, but I see something shining. Something on this
oh,
side
that's
on, by you.
The side.
No, like they got a light way over this way by you. Like I see a light. You got a lamp on in there?
Yep.
It's like above your head.
Yeah. Well, not really, but yeah.
Let's see how it'll look. Turn it off. I know it's gonna be dull.
Hold
I just have a feeling it's
on.
gonna be dull.
That
It's about
No, I
you.
said turn it off. Not better.
Did you get a chance to watch the show or get the app?
I did not at all. Like, I did go through your Instagram page, though. Like, a couple of them, because I see you got several.
I do, child. I be busy.
I
Okay.
see. And
I
that's not a
do.
bad thing.
I do.
That's a good thing.
So we're gonna do the Zoom first. I think that's how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do the Zoom. That way I can do the podcast. If we mess up or anything I need to adjust, I can always do that. All right. I'm telling you about your head. I need to put mine up a little bit. I think it's this chair. But I made a picture out of your video. I swear
Oh, okay.
it.
I
Yeah.
was wondering what you were saying. I'm like, I got pictures from that day I could have sent you though.
I just
I
took
think I
one
did send you actually.
because they from you know the debut.
Yeah, the other one. So you didn't get all of them because I sent you ones from that mic drop too.
I got some stuff. We good. We good. All right. So we gonna jump in it. I'm gonna jump in it. What's your stage name?
Again.
All right. And that's Akron what?
Ohio,
Okay.
330, baby.
Yeah.
Home of LeBron James.
All right. Always wanted to meet him. You met him?
I met him once, like just on some on a humbug before he got drafted type. He used to be in
Wait, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about it. But let me make sure you good. Let me look at you. Because I can't see nothing in them glasses. They just for style. All right, let me see. Put your volume up. Turn your volume up.
he is all the way up.
There you go, there you go, there you go. Now let me get straight. Put my glasses on. And I'm gonna say, what's up? We got thugging all the way from Ohio in the building. Now, y'all, let's give him a NOLA round of applause. You heard me? And then I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna be, what's up, thugging? How you doing? You know, and whoop the whoop, and we're gonna go through that. And the name of the video is what?
Old school thugging.
Okay, damn. It's a damn shame. I'm old school golden. That's why I can't fucking see. All right, there we go.
Funny.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What's up, everybody? This is your girl Goldie, and welcome to the show. We appreciate all the mail, all the fan mail, all the email. And at some point, we're gonna get down to some of them questions. All right, y'all gotta catch me when we do the pop-up lives over there on IG and shit. All right, but today we got somebody all the way from Ohio, baby. And guess what? He come to bring all the smoke. That's what they said. I'm just saying what they said, okay? So let's welcome to the stage, y'all. Let's welcome Thuggin to the building.
Hey, how y'all doing? How everybody feeling today?
Yeah, we good. Welcome to the city. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. So tell us a little bit, because we don't know, I don't know nothing about Ohio. So tell me about a little bit about Ohio, where you're from.
right, I'm from Akron, Ohio, 330. We like 30, 45 minutes away from Cleveland, so we ain't far. We ain't nothing but a car drive away. I mean, we a small town. Like, most people know everybody in the city. City dumb lit on the music scene, but I mean, as far as everything else, yeah, you don't want to be in the city. I'll say that.
People from Cleveland. I've had some guys from Freddie plays guitar.
Cleveland, cool. Like
Yeah.
most of the time, I'll be up in Cleveland. I go to Cleveland to kick it. Like, down here, like that's why. Like we know everybody know everybody, and it's just everybody got beef. Everybody got ops. I ain't trying to be in nobody's club getting shot over nothing that ain't got nothing to do with me. You feel? So I go and do grown up stuff. I'm about to be 42 coming up the beginning of this year. So, I'll be trying to stay out the way. Stuff in Akron get crazy.
So, I read that you've been rapping from a young age. So how long has that been?
Real, I had a passion for music ever since I was like 6, 7 years old. I
Mm-hmm.
used to just freestyle and just play with it. I was never really serious. Maybe about 13, 14, I was in a rap group with my friends. We were still never really serious about it, but we started recording then. We was recording, putting stuff down. That was when we were still rapping on 8-track players and all that. Just 16-bit beat machines, hobbyists. So, grew up, life, had some kids, got married. It was still a passion, but it was something I didn't really do. I didn't really pick it back up till about like 2015 is when I really took it serious. My brother started a label. He was like, let me sign you as the first artist. And I was like, let's do it. And then that's when we really started doing shows, shooting videos, and really putting in the groundwork to making the label and thugging who I am today.
Okay, so my first performance that I saw you perform wasn't your first performance. You've been performing.
I've been performing.
Well, what I like and what I think a lot of people like about you is that everybody have you in the family. You see what I'm saying? Everybody got a thuggin' in the family, whether it's uncle, somebody is a thugger in the family. And it's like, fucking right. We gonna support him. We about to support old school, okay? And put him on the fucking map. That's what's about to happen. And support
Hey,
what
and that
you
is so
doing.
dope. I love that. I love it.
And that's what it is. It's your personality and just everything. You know what I'm saying? Just I'm telling you just a welcoming person. You know what I'm saying? When you coming to New Orleans?
I can shoot down there, whatever. Ain't nothing but a trip. You set it up and I come down there. I've been really appreciating the love since I did it, because I've been trying to just the start of this year was me just trying to do bigger platforms and get out of Ohio, like being
Okay.
so Ohio based and local based. So I'm like, yeah, I started reaching out. I'm on the gram, I'm reaching out, and people actually touching back, hitting me with prices. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm gonna just go do it, 'cause the money I'm spending in city, I can be doing something on a way bigger scale, gain some way bigger traction. I really just want to spread this music around for real.
So, who big have you rapped with, or somebody got a name that you done did rap with or did a show with?
I open for Crazy Bone.
Okay.
I opened for Crazy Bone a couple, what was that, like 3, 4 years ago. I opened for no, you know what? I was supposed to do 3-6, and I actually got sick. Like
Okay.
I got sick as hell. I think I had COVID. It was like right after COVID, and they was really opening stuff back up to do shows. I was supposed to do that, and I was so mad about that. But I couldn't even get out of bed to do that. But other than that, I ain't really did a lot of other big shows. I had bigger opportunities to feature with other people and do other stuff. But at that point in time, I just feel like it wasn't a necessity. Like, you don't know me. So for me to do a song with 42 Doug before he blew up, I had an opportunity to do that. But what I'm gonna do that for? And you don't even know me. You just watching it for 42. And I know the exposure would have been good, but it's like, nah, I want people to know me.
So when you rap, you rapping from experience? 'Cause you coming hard. You coming
Oh
hard,
yeah,
Charlie?
no, I'm only allowed to rap from experience. My mama will not play a song if she felt like I'm capping or faking. That was something she told me since she knew I liked to rap since I was 14 years old. She would not let me spit a bar that ain't had no truth in it.
Much respect, much respect. People feel you more. They
And
feel you more when you're
that's
real.
what she
Soldier
said.
Slim say, be real, nigga, feel you more, you know?
Yeah, that's what she said. That's what she always told me. She was like, be real. Don't nobody like nobody faking. Don't fake it till you make it. Tell your story. Your story is gonna be unique to somebody. Everybody got a story to tell, and you're gonna resonate with somebody. So, you know, she ain't lying
Everybody, shit.
to
Everybody. Shit, you gonna blow up in New Orleans. That's air, that baby. Come on. You already
Yeah,
know.
I
You
definitely
know what
got
I'm
to get
saying?
down there. I ain't never been
Yes.
to the NO, but I want to go.
And I can't wait for everybody to see your video. Y'all gonna like this video. So what's the concept behind this? Like, who came up with that?
So actually, that's interesting. So my dude, Chills, shout out Chills, made shout out Chills on the beat. Chills made it. But my dude Chills out in Vegas, he sent me the beat. And I'm like, this is a real trappy record, but where I'm going with what I wanted to do next, I'm like, I don't want to come with that trap vibe. I'm getting older. I want to talk for real. I want to speak. So I'm like, you know what? I just started writing, and I don't know, it just kind of built itself. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna talk to the youngins on this one. I'm gonna talk to my youngins on this one because that's something I feel like our generation don't take enough time to do. We don't take enough time to talk. And I'm like, and I ain't just gonna preach. I'm gonna say it in a jiggy fashion, the way they like to hear it so they can feel it.
'Cause they're not gonna listen if it's coming from, you know, they just, you got to get on their level with that, you know what I'm saying? And like really put it to where that they can understand. Like during the summertime, we have film boot camps for children. And what I like, and that's with the Mary Parker outreach. What I like about that is they get the chance to see that a lot of stuff that they see on TV is not real, it's props. So when they see the artists, you know, flapping the money up and all that, the girls might not even be there. That might be something we filmed 2 months ago, you know. So I really be wanting them to know that it's just television. It's telling a vision. It's what it is. It's not,
Hey,
you know, nothing else.
that was fire. You telling a vision. You damn right. You ain't never lied about that. That is the truth. That
That's
is
why
the
I try to
truth.
keep it positive, and that's why I like what you said, because I feel like people can really relate to what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, no, it's just when I was coming up, it wasn't all about just if you was out here living that life, doing that, it was for a reason. You had aunties, uncles, somebody to take care of, like people looking up to you, like everybody that I grew up watching who was really had to be a part of that life or in that life, they was taking care of families. It wasn't about, oh, I'm pulling up in this. I got all this ice on, all of this. I take care of my mom. I put on for my family. I put on for my sister. Me and my brother put on for each other. So it's just like, you know what I mean? That's what it's about. That's what you're supposed to do it for. It ain't about nothing else. It's about building the unity, bringing the unity back. We didn't got too far away from the unity where it's just about, oh, I just want to shit on my brother. And I want to pull up and have a dope recording. It ain't even about all of that. It should be like, hey, I want to pull up back to back with my brother and matching. Duh, 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 duh. He got the red one, I got the black one.
It's, and the kids are watching what you all are saying. You know what I'm saying? If you out talking, yeah, whatever it is, they're listening. And a lot of them mimicking it because they want to be just like the artist that they like, who they listening to. So it's very important that what you say, but the other stuff do sell, so I understand that with that, but
We
that
got to
comes
change
with
the
a lot.
narrative on it, though. It only sell because that's what they want to sell. If we change the narrative and stop giving them so much of that music, they don't have nobody to push that on. So that's something I just, you know what I mean? I just dang, I know where to push it if we just stop accepting it. Like, yeah, it's a part of our environment, but I ain't got to listen to murder music all day. I don't want to wake up listening to people kill people all day. That's not the life I live. I'll be trying to get to some money.
And see, and that's what we need at like I feel like if they're gonna say something, okay, all right, you're saying all that, but are you giving back by letting educating the artists in any kind of way? Are you educating your artists on your label on what's going on and and everything?
Oh, I have. I've schooled and educated and put a lot of artists up on game who done went their own ways and they didn't really flourish and took off with the tools that I gave them because they was tools that wasn't given to me. So if you come to me and you serious and I see you serious and you got a talent, yeah, I'll take you under my wing, shoot your videos, show you the game, show you how you got to get your BMI, how you got to register your performances. A lot of people don't even know you register your performance and get my debut performance. I register that performance. I get paid from that. So you're not just performing for free. So giving game right now to any artist that might be watching, listening, don't know. Sign up for your BMI and register those performances. The longer you perform, the more songs you do, the bigger that check is.
Oh,
Get them
yeah.
checks cut because them promoters gonna make sure they get paid off of you, your people, everybody you bring through the door, all of that. So make sure you get yours too. Have merchandise, have all of that ready. You selling merch at the shows, you getting paid off your BMI. Make sure all of these songs is your songs, copywritten, your beats. Make sure everything legit when you hit that stage because this is a business at the end of the day. It might be your hobby, your passion, and it's always gonna be. But as soon as you hit that stage and be like, I want the world to know, now you're a business and you gotta conduct yourself like a business.
And guess what? That game was free. To be honest with you, the lesson is to be sold, not told. You heard me? I know. I Where y'all did the video where you shot it at?
That was actually in Cincinnati. My guy in Cincinnati has started up, and I think that setup was dope. Like it
It
was fire.
was.
I
I
think a
like
couple
that.
other artists from that area, from Cincinnati, Columbus. My girl Deja Doll from Youngstown. Shout out Deja Doll. She went down there and did what? So I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So I'm like, again, I'm on Instagram. I'm trying to get on these platforms. So I'm tapping in. Let me tap in where I ain't been. He was like, oh, we could shoot down here. Let's do it. So shot down there. It wasn't nothing but a, what, 2 hour, 3 hour car ride from Akron, Ohio. Shot down in Cincinnati. Spent the whole day down there. Chopped it up with him. Gave him some fire. And kept it moving and kept it in the loop. And I've been pushing that, promoting that. That's actually part of my last EP, The Hostel Volume 2, is part of a series. I had The Hostel 1, The Hostel 2, and then there's going to be a final Hostel that dropped, but that's not dropping until sometime next year.
So tell me what more can we look forward to? Just, well, what we got, what's coming up? What we got to look forward to?
We got hella shit. So me and my brother slash CEO, we got an album that's about to drop. Well, EP. We putting together seven songs. That's fire. We already been performing them this summer. We was just on tour like most of this summer, and we been killing it. Not even putting the songs out. People just been able to hear them at shows. So if you ain't been coming to the shows, you ain't been hearing the new music. That's another way to promo free game. But we've been promoting it, pushing that all on shows. So we getting ready to drop that. Hopefully we can get that dropped by the end of the year. We want to close the year out with that project. And then next year, I got like two collab projects. A couple guys from my city. One of them with my best friend, producer, engineer, low key Two Eyes from the city. We got one coming, and hopefully me and my dude VO got one coming too, because we've been working, we've been going back and forth. So hopefully we can connect and get something done that's dope. I just really want to work and connect with everybody I can connect with, do songs with.
Well, that is great. And you know you definitely got a spot over here. So when y'all start promoting and you're on the road and you're doing things, call me. Give me a
Oh,
call.
I'm
We're
gonna
gonna
tap
hop
in
on
with you.
a live. Yeah, we're gonna hop on a live.
I want to come
Get
down.
the
I want to
feel
come
too.
down there and do a show so you can see me
Okay.
live.
Okay. Come on down here, baby. We got the best food. We never close. I just put it to you like that. We never close down here.
Never,
Everything is never.
ever. Y'all sound like Vegas.
We never close,
I
baby.
was out in Vegas and I'm like, damn, they really be up all night in Vegas, like literally all night
Literally
long.
down here, like if I was to go out, I probably wouldn't go out till 1. That's when I
In the
leave out
morning?
1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
See, that's how they be out in Vegas. Hey, it's lit though. That'd be dope. I'd be like, damn, it's and it'd be lit on the lit side. It'd be something to do all the time. So I ain't mad at it.
Well, I'll tell you some good things we have down here. We have, our gumbos, red beans, our etouffees, stuff like that, and we have like the best like baked everything. Everything.
What that crawfish hitting for?
Yeah, it's hot, it's spicy and hot. It's gonna have
That's what I need. So,
oh, baby.
yeah, I need that in
Make
my
sure
life.
you bring a lot of tissue with you, because baby, that season gonna give you the business. I'm here to tell you, the crawfish, the turkey necks, and the high corn and stuff like that. We do the
I
boiled
think my
dumplings.
stomach can handle it. I got a stomach of iron. We'll be all right.
You're gonna like it. I'm telling you, you're gonna like it.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully we'll be out in New York next. That's what we're trying to do next.
All
We're trying to
right.
go out to New York and do that Four Shooters video.
All right. And I'm gonna be out there actually, like, because we're gonna be doing the show in the Bronx, like right in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'll get a chance to come out there. You never know, we might be out there at the same time, because I'll be doing
Oh,
that Bronx weekend.
please tap in and let me know. Tap in. We can
Okay.
sync it, coordinate it, so where it can all happen at once. We might get an exclusive while you out and about. Get an exclusive behind the scenes.
Yes, for sure. So I just want to thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate it. And we about the show. Y'all got to see this video. Now don't forget, press and download your app, Mary Parker Outreach, so you can see three shows. Now this show is It's All Good in the Hood, but we have two more. We got Gutter Free TV, which is gospel rap and gospel music, and we have All Good Unplugged. But we about to change one of them or add a All Good in the Hood indie film channel. So if you have an indie film
Oh,
that's
that's
coming
lit.
out, guess what? Bring it on over. You could come on the Roku, baby. Come on where I'm at.
Oh, that's
You
lit. No,
know,
I'm next year. That's my plans for next year.
yeah.
So hopully I can get on the platform because I'm
Stars
about to
did
make
it.
me a TV show.
Stars did it. 50 Cent gave me some advice on that because he's on Stars. So it's like, get your own shit. So here we go with our own channel. See what I'm saying? Our own podcast. We're on Sirius. We're on Pandora. We everywhere. So not only will you be able to see this interview, but you'll also be able to hear it. So, and we're on all platforms, Android, Apple, everything. Thanks to God. Okay. So thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having
We
me.
want you to come back. We want you to come back. And I want everybody, let's give him a round of applause. Let's give him a big NOLA applause for coming. Thank you so much, Duggan. And wait, hold up. You got to introduce your video, bruh.
Oh, so hey, before y'all get up out here, check out my video, Old School Thuggin'. Keep it street, ENT, Halo on the K shit. And remember, we all love.
And his Instagram and everything is going to be throughout this video. So you'll see
So
it,
definitely
right?
come follow
So
and
you'll see
share.
it.
Share, share,
Yes.
share.
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
comment, subscribe.
Thank you. And we out of here.
Peace.
Now, all right. What I wanted to do. Boy, that's that good.
Man.
So I wanna I got this new thing where I could go live on three stations at one time. So
That's
that's
lit.
why I wanted to do the freestyle thing. You know what I'm saying? Where you would This would be my first time messing with this one, like this. But you would, like freestyle to an instrumental. And I kind of wanted to, like, invite guests, like other people could come on if they want to jump on and rap. You know what I'm saying? They could come and we just mess around for about 30 minutes talking. Just talking or whatever. And I kind of wanted to see how that turned out. I tested it earlier. And I was able to do it. And it's on YouTube, Twitch, which is the new live thing, and Facebook. All at the same time.
Let's get it.
I do too
I'm
much.
down.
I do too much.
I was about to say, but I'm probably gonna go a cappella though, but I'm down.
I do too much, I'm telling you. And I did it because it was like, girl, you ain't gonna be able to do all that. I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. So let me see. All right. So
Water.
let me
I'm
get.
using this. Okay.
All right. I think I have. Which email you want me to send this to?
You can send it to my private, my personal one, my Anson Gibson.
What?
Anson Gibson email.
ANTION Gibson.
GIBSON 7714. At Gmail.
At Gmail. Now we trying this. I don't know. And I'm gonna jump on. I'm gonna be like, man, I saw you on the debut. I'm gonna go out on hate. I don't mind giving Ivy number. I fuck with her daddy, so hey, where I saw you at and I liked it. I liked the performance. We'll fuck around and talk a little bit, and then you'll rap. I don't know how this gonna go. This out my first time doing it. All right,
So
so
we freestyling together. We gonna freestyle together. Got you.
I don't know how.
You
I'm bounced. I beat them bust out with that bouncing and bounce get.
free.
I'm gonna end this one. It got the convert, so give me about 5 minutes for a convert, and then I'm gonna send the link to this email. We about to check it out.
All right, I got you.
All right.
All right.